I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. It's hard to trust polls, but there are polls that track President Obama's popularity on a daily basis, and today one of them says he's got a 48% approval rating. Anecdotally, I can tell you he's heading next week to a place where that number is much higher. I'm talking about the Netherlands. And if you listen to historian Willem Post, who lives in The Hague, it all makes sense.
These countries in Western Europe are really Obama countries. I think that has to do with the fact that, well, this is a U.S. president who calls himself a global citizen. Diplomacy first. Well, that's a little bit different than in the Bush era. And here, this nuclear security summit in The Hague, that is a multilateral phenomenon and one of the top priorities of the president. So people see, okay, this is Obama once again stressing diplomacy and let's do it together.
I mean, I was in London about a year and a half ago, right before the 2012 election, and I felt that there was some dulling of Obama's kind of polish and reputation. That hasn't really happened in the Netherlands, though.
No, I don't think so. We are very much a strong ally of the United States of America. And, you know, we in the Netherlands also have some sort of a Tea Party movement, like in the U.S. Mr. Geert Wilders is the right-wing populist leader in the Netherlands. He is in the opposition now, but, okay, it's quite a phenomenon. So in the Netherlands, a lot of people understand what the challenge is for President Obama in the United States itself, in this very polarized political climate. So people understand how complicated it is, how complicated the world is. And in these small, rather small Western European countries, we also feel ourselves, compared with superpower, we feel ourselves vulnerable. And then you have to work together. And, well, let's be honest, Obama is the first president who talks about the U.S. We don't have unlimited power. The budget cuts in the military, we understand in Western Europe that, well, we're all in this together, and a multilateral behavior, that is what a lot of people in Western Europe ask from the president in Washington, be also an actor in this whole field of diplomacy.
Is it true there are Obama clubs in the Netherlands?
Yeah, there is even an Obama club in the Netherlands, the first Obama club in the world, the largest.
What do they do at these clubs?
Well, they like to shake his hand, of course, but very serious discussions about an issue like diversity. Well, the first African-American president that made an incredible impression here in the Netherlands, his whole message of reaching out to the Arab world. And yeah, the Dutch are sober Calvinists still a bit. So we are not so used to the magic of Obama in the campaigns, but it's a very, very warm welcome the president gets here in the Netherlands.
What did the revelations of NSA surveillance by Edward Snowden do to dull President Obama's image in the Netherlands?
Well, of course, it's a big issue. On the other hand, we also know that we live in a time where secret services are having their role. And you know, this whole nuclear security summit, the Dutch are not that stupid. We all know terrorism is there, so you have to take your measures. So although there is a lot of criticism on this whole Snowden thing and the NSA, we also know that our own security services work together with the British and the American secret services. It's not a big, big issue for the general public. So from an international perspective, here we have a president who governs in a transition era. And we can relate to this as smaller countries with our vulnerability.
So a lot of reasons for Obama love in Holland. Lest anyone forget, the president is actually going to be there to meet Chinese President Xi Jinping in The Hague. And also he's going to have this nuclear security meeting as well. Any specific examples of how the Dutch will be rolling out the red carpet next week?
Now, the President Obama will go to Amsterdam to look at the Night Watch, one of our most famous paintings. Maybe also to The Hague, watching the victory boogie-woogie of Piet Mondrian. Those are very famous paintings. He is an art lover. I don't think there is a lot of time, but we hope that President Obama will visit the Obama Club, the Netherlands, because his most passionate fans, they are in the Netherlands, the number one Obama club. So, well, we will see what happens these coming days.
Time for one painting, Night Watch, and that would be, of course, by the great
Rembrandt
van Rijn.
Yeah, definitely.
I was testing you, Willem.
Well, this is a question I know.
Of course you do. Willem Post, U.S. history and foreign policy specialist and Hague resident. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.